1 Kings chapter 17. And Elijah the Tishbite, an inhabitant of Gilead, said to Ahab, "As the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there certainly will not be any dew or rain for the coming years, but it will be according to my word." And the word of the Lord came to him and said, "Depart from here and turn to the east and hide at the Kerith brook, which is alongside the Jordan. And it will come to pass that you will drink from the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to sustain you there." So he departed according to the word of the Lord, and he went away and stayed at the Kerith brook, which is alongside the Jordan. And the ravens would bring him bread and meat in the morning, and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook. And it came to pass after several days that the brook dried up, for there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came to him and said, "Arise and go to Zarephath, which is subservient to Sidon, and stay there. Look, I have instructed a widow there to sustain you." So he arose and went to Zarephath, and he arrived at the entrance to the city, and what he saw was a widow there gathering wood. And he called out to her and said, "Please get me a little water in a cup for me to drink." Then as she went to get it, he called out to her, "Please bring a piece of bread for me with you." And she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I certainly do not have any cake except a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a jug, and you see that I am gathering a couple of sticks so that I can go and prepare it for myself and for my son, so we can eat it and die." Then Elijah said to her, "Do not be afraid. Go off and do what you have said, but make me a small cake from it first, and bring it out to me, and afterwards make something for yourself and your son. For this is what the Lord God of Israel says, the jar of flour will not become exhausted, and the jug of oil will not run out, before the Lord gives rain over the ground." Then she went and did according to Elijah's words, and she and he and her household ate from it for many days. The jar of flour did not become exhausted, and the jug of oil did not run out, according with the word of the Lord which he spoke through the intermediacy of Elijah. Then it came to pass, after these things, that the son of the woman who was the mistress of the household became ill, and his illness was so serious that there was no breath left in him. And she said to Elijah, "What have I got to do with you, O man of God? Have you come to bring my iniquity to remembrance and to kill my son?" And he said to her, "Give me your son." And he took him from her bosom, and he took him up to the upstairs room where he stayed, and he laid him on his bed. And he called on the Lord and said, "O Lord my God, have you really done harm to the widow with whom I am lodging by killing her son?" And he stretched out over the child three times. And he called out to the Lord and said, "O Lord my God, please may the life of this child return within him." And the Lord heeded Elijah, and the child's life returned within him, and he lived. Then Elijah took hold of the child and brought him down from the upstairs room into the main house, and he gave him to his mother. And Elijah said, "Look, your son is alive." And the woman said to Elijah, "Now I really know that you are a man of God, and the word of the Lord in your mouth is true."